Hey y'all, it's Nikki.
And it's Shay.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
It's Carrie.
Hey, it's Nee.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl Erica, and we are not
the girls next door.
Ooh, y'all dry again. And we are not
the girls next door.
Oh, all right.
they might be across the street today.
So how is everybody doing today? This is our first official show of the new year, 2022. How y'all feeling?
Good.
I'm feeling good, but I just had a rough start to the day. But we all right. I made it.
Yes, you did. One time.
A little bit.
You was hungry.
Yeah, I'm always late, so it don't even matter. Always.
Let's kick it up.
All right, well, I'm glad to be here with y'all today. Glad to be gracing y'all with our presence, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the people who, you know, come back every week to listen to us. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Real BP.
So we gonna go ahead and get it kicked off. This week's episode is called It's Given. Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Yes, please.
All right, and you know how we do. We always start off each and every episode with a current event, you know, what's popping around the BuzzFeed and on social media, what is going on in social media and whatnot. So Nikki is our current event concierge, you know. So Nikki's gonna tell us what we got going on this week.
All right, so this week we have, because women and men, let us throw that out there, that both of us do not know how to keep our hands to ourselves. So this week, what would we call her? Influencer. A rapper's baby mama.
IG model.
An IG model. Something. We don't know. But anyway, so basically, Ari Fletcher went on live to talk about a interview that she had did maybe like a month or so prior to that. Basically, the interview was about her saying that if her man don't chase after her with a gun or be aggressive to her to stop her from leaving, then it ain't he don't love her and things like that. Mm-hmm. So basically, Drea had said the same thing prior to that. So, I guess somebody brought it up to Ari. She went live and basically just went and said she don't care if people got beat up or domestic violence. She don't care about domestic violence victims. And she just, like, literally just don't give a fuck.
Right.
So, of course, everybody took offense to that. It's, we know, cancel culture. But either way, it's a serious topic. She's also an ambassador for Rihanna's Fenty line. And we all know the story behind Rihanna and Chris Brown. So Rihanna dropped her from being an ambassador. So now she ain't getting that part of the bag anymore.
She fumbled that bag.
Fumbled that, but she's still getting money bags. Money bags.
Right, so wait. So just make sure, because I didn't do the assignment. Erica was right. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't do the assignment. So, okay. So she feels like if she's not getting beat on or like she cussed was like, out, or is that what it
she
is?
Was she like said, she likes when her man would like say they in an argument and she trying to leave, she want him to take his gun out and be like, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm gonna just sit down. I'm gonna
basically
sit down.
Basically, she feels like if
son.
Her life is not threatened, that they don't love her.
Yeah, that they don't love her.
That bitch stupid.
So when Drea said it, Drea thing was
she was talking about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
She said Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion have a Bobby and Whitney type of love. And I was just like,
and she was like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here
she
for
said
it.
She's like, here for it. And she wants the dude to pull out a gun and shoot her in her feet if she try to leave.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No.
These bitches are all crazy. Yeah, like, they're all damaged.
Like, do y'all really,
make that shit make sense.
Do you really think that they, like, this is why I don't follow stuff like that. This is why I always don't know the current event. Because in my mind, that just, it's just like their way of being irrelevant for that time being of why the subject is out. Like, right. Do you really think that she really feel that way? Like,
yeah, I was like, about to say, I thought that was all for
y'all really,
attention.
Y'all think, like, you
she
really think she feel
junk.
That way?
Yes, I do.
I do
you
too.
Do?
I do. She.
The funny part is that her her baby daddy went to, she got her baby daddy locked up for putting his hands on her.
Yeah,
so that's what we saying.
No, but that's like, that's some like backwards ass shit. You want the shit, but then you get the nigga locked up. Like, what type of
so
shit is
that?
So
did she get him locked up, or did the state or county?
Somebody might have called the police.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because I was reading up on what had happened previously with that, because I actually didn't know it until we started talking about this. And the articles that I read was just basically like, they had gotten a fight. He had left. The fight got slightly physical. Right. It wasn't a lot. The police came, and he was already gone. He took their child and left. When he came back, the police locked him up. Because, you know, in some states and counties, they will take it upon themselves to press the charges. Yeah. You don't have to as the victim anymore. Yeah. And because, you know, a lot of victims weren't pressing charges. So, but they said that all she had was a couple scratches. And I'm not downplaying it, because if you touch me, you touch me. But I don't know so much of getting beat up. You know what I mean?
Right. Where's the thrill of knowing that how am I trying to phrase this? Like, the thrill of him saying, and him, the aggression, and like verbalizing it, not necessarily with the follow through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But but I listened to the live, and the live was y'all wild, because like, people was in the chat, you know how you could do, and she reading it, and people like, well, when I was the victim, and you know, my ex did this to me, and she was like, we do not care. Mm-hmm. We do not care. And I was like,
what?
Yeah. It was very insensitive. Like,
find somebody that cares about you, because we do not care. I do not give a fuck. Like, she was going, like, really going in.
And that's what ultimately got her ass dropped from Savage Fenty, because you a whole influencer, man. Mm.
Right.
Like, you can't tell, like, clearly they logged onto your live because they fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And they're basically telling you, you know, what you said was y'all, like, out of pocket. It was triggering. Like, people out here really suffering. And you think it's cute. And now you carrying your fans? Like, Shawty moving crazy. And then Lisa Rae came out, you know, just, what, a couple of days ago, and was like, basically went on Ari too. She was like, she gotta grow up, you know what I'm saying? She was like, that's the difference between an influencer and a celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Influencer, you know, they like, they not on the celebrity level, because they don't realize what their impact is on who they influence, which is crazy, because I feel like that's the definition of an influencer, like, you know your impact. But the whole shit, wow. I wonder if she ever gonna address that, go live about that like she did
the other stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not about that life, Lisa.
No, she's not gonna go live about that, because she did.
She ain't gonna go live about Rihanna or Lisa.
She did go live after that, and she said that she was laughing. Everything was hilarious, is what she had said. Mm. So that was her reaction to everything. I just feel like she got a lot of growing up to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How old is this girl?
I think about maybe 25. Something like that.
She young.
Yeah, she young.
Yeah,
shit.
She's young.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't see myself saying no dumb shit at 25.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not excusing it. I'm just saying she got room to grow.
Yeah.
Especially when not you got excuse, some money already.
Because I wouldn't have said that shit at 25 either, but you got room to grow. You need to grow
chase
up.
Chase me with the gun.
You gonna tell me to sit down with the gun in
his hand? Somebody else with a gun.
And I'm gonna sit down because I got a son. I'm gonna sit down. I'm like, what, girl, bye. All right. Well, that was our current event. We're going to move along into, you know, how our current events always, you know, segue into the topic of discussion for the day. So we're going to start off. Stacey's going to tell us basically what the fuck is really domestic violence, and explain what it is. We can back you up, because we know you don't got your phone.
I don't have my notes in my phone. I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to educate and bring awareness tonight, y'all.
It's mental, verbal, physical, it's a lot, I need my phone. I wrote everything in my phone, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Just read it, Kanisha.
I'm trying to get to it, it's in my phone, y'all, and I don't have my phone. I'm sorry.
Miss two phones. How you, where the other phone at?
iPad died.
Well,
so
she can't see. She had a procedure on her eyes.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, then I can't see, so.
Well, why the fuck you ain't said that in the check-in, bitch? I didn't know you had surgery today. What happened?
My eye, was it LASIK surgery on my left eye?
Listen, when I say how y'all bitches doing, And we say we are not the girl that that's some shit you should. Well, ladies, I just had surgery.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Get your fucking eyes checked.
It wasn't that that important to me at that time. I mean, because I can see y'all a little bit, like it's a glare.
Can you see
this? Is it like blurry?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like blurry. So like, yeah, it's really, really, really blurry.
So even if you had your phone, you'd be no more good.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't even be able to read it.
Well, I'll be down.
So, me held it down with the Google search.
Thank you.
You know, Google is free.
Thank you.
So, domestic violence. Violent or aggressive behavior within the home, typically involving the violent abuse of a spouse or a partner. And how Stacey was saying, it does not just have to be physical. There is mental abuse.
Verbal.
There is verbal abuse. There's emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's all types of ways
financial
you can really
abuse.
Hurt somebody.
Yes.
So, yeah. Does anybody have...
I apologize.
We all paused and just looked at her like, for real?
No, I was saying, because I definitely thought it was me.
It wasn't me this time. Definitely. Man, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so ladies, let's get on filter with it. Like, has anybody here ever, like, witness or experienced or been the cause, because this is not a one-sided thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That should go both ways. It's men out here tripping and it's women out here tripping. So does anybody want to share?
I will. So verbally, as a growing up from family members, I was verbally abused a lot. And people look at me and say, but you Stacy, you worm, and you all this, but that's, at the end of the day, that shit don't mean nothing. Who you are and who people think you are. I was bullied in high school. I hated high school with everything in me. And people's like, but you can fight and you can, so what? The verbal abuse was real. And every day I would come home and my mom would say, you better smack somebody and let them know that, you know, you not to be talked about or played with. But moving to a different city where you don't know nobody, coming from a city where you know everybody and everybody knows you and knows your family, it's different. So that was hard on me. And I used to come home and, like, believe it, I used to come home every day crying, like every day crying. So that was like from the school part. Then I had family members who would, you know, tell me like that I wasn't cute and I was this and I was that, and it took a toll on me, and it really hurt me to the point that when I was younger, I used to think like, well maybe I'm not this, and maybe I, you know, maybe this and maybe that. And it took me to, like, literally I'm like 20s to realize that, hey, I'm beautiful and I'm me and I'm this and I'm that. And, like, people just don't really understand, like, what you see is not really what you get. You know, on the outside, you know, I look like, oh, I got my stuff together and I'm, like, just whatever. But down, I hurt, too. People see me as a strong person and don't realize that I hurt on the inside. I just don't show it because I don't tell a lot of my business, or I don't show a lot of stuff. But it's been plenty of times I've cried myself to sleep because of the words that people say to me and things like that. And I've just learned to just not react to it in a way that people expect me to react, which is physical.
Okay.
Because that's not good either.
Yeah.
Right. I've witnessed the abuse, and I've witnessed it, and all I can say is wow. And wow.
Okay. Anybody
else?
It was
back to wow.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. So, I have both, I would say, far as domestic violence is concerned. I remember, I think I was about 20, like in my early 20s, I met this guy. He seemed real cool. We went to, like, a comedy show, and we were talking, and I'm looking at him like I'm looking at Kenesha, and he was like, who you looking at behind me? I should have known right then. I should have left that nigga alone.
That's right. That's right.
But I didn't.
That's
I kept
the signs, him. Y'all.
He had money, and he was spending it, so I was rolling with him. Like, okay, I need my rent paid and everything. Like, so he was looking out, and you know, everything was cool, but like it was more so verbal abuse. But then every now and again, he'll push me or something like that. And like, I stayed with him until I got on my feet all the way, because it was like, okay, I need his money. I need him to pay my rent. And we would go, and this is at one point, me and Danielle was living together, and I'd be like, well, I need help with the rent. And then we'll go to the liquor store so he can get the money. And he'd be like, well, how much do you need help? And I'd be like, I need all of it. He's like, bitch, or, you know, like, hit me or something like that. But I just took it because I need that rent money, you know? So, you know, it was just crazy. So I just had to leave him alone. Like, I was waiting to get on my feet. Like, you know, I just needed one more check to, like, put me, seal me in a deal. And after that, I left him alone. But it was crazy. And we met back up years later. And his name on Instagram has the nerve to be bipolar something. I'm not going to say bipolar something. And I'm like, you still crazy. You know, like, what's going on? But, like, he has so much, like, money and all that stuff. So one time, him, Danielle, and I had went out to the harbor. This is still, like, we was in our early 20s. And I told her he needed to go home. He put a gun to her head, and guess what? She said, it's okay. She wanted to weed the money. It's okay, Shay. It's okay.
Oh, what?
No, yes.
It was crazy.
And then, like, he would pay her to get
to you,
to get back to me. And she'd be like, I'm sorry I did it, but, you know, this nigga looking out. But so, like, he was really, like, still in my life, because people was like, well, he gave me $500 to get to you. I had to take it. Like, you can leave. I just, you know, so it was crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
They reaped the benefits, but you were the one that was suffering.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Right. And then, far as myself, I think from that situation, now I want to beat on niggas, you know? Like,
basher.
I want to beat on niggas now. So, you know, I do. I feel like if I'm in a relationship or if I'm messing with somebody and I can't get through to them like I need to, then I do become physical.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, I hit him with a lamp because I don't even remember, but I picked the lamp up and, you know, I don't know. Like,
I blacked out.
Look, that's enough now.
Don't get no ideas. Or stuff out,
right? Exactly. We are not promoting.
We're not promoting.
It's giving.
All.
Keep your hands to yourself, Shay.
Shay's learning this right now. So,
anybody else got a little personal testimony to DV?
So I'll go. I've been on the receiving end. And mine was actually pretty young. And when I say young, I mean like middle school young.
Oh.
So my very first boyfriend in middle school, because I came from Maryland, and then we got down here to Virginia, my very first boyfriend when I was in middle school, like, used to, like, beat my ass.
In middle school? When you say beat, you mean like physical punch?
Yeah, like, I would have bruises, like, on my arms or whatever. Okay. I remember one time I had a black eye, and then one of his cousins actually, like, squared up with him because, you know, like, he hit me or whatever. So, yeah, one time me and my best friend, we were in the car with her brother's friend, and we went to McDonald's. The brother's friend picked us up, and we went to McDonald's. So, I'm in the passenger side seat. My best friend is in the back, but it's a guy driving. So we pull up. My boyfriend at the time, he was working at McDonald's, and he came to the drive-thru. He saw us in the car. He took a cup of soda, filled it all the way up. One of them with the super size, filled it all the way up, and walked outside and came and threw that shit in the window across the seat from the guy, all on me. So I was just like covered in like orange soda. So mind you, how the hell I'm going home like that?
Right.
How the hell I'm going home like that? Luckily, my grandmother was asleep I had snuck out any goddamn way because it was like 11:30. But I had snuck out. But yeah, all the time. Like, he would push me, he would hit me, he would throw stuff at me. Like, he was like...
But you just hid it from your grandma?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, really... Like, I hid it from everybody, because if my uncle and them would have known that... My uncle was actually his football coach. Like, if my uncle and them would have known that, like, they probably would have killed him. But, you know, you're in love. You're young. You're in love. You don't know no better, you know, and... Not saying that I grew up seeing it, but I did. My mom was very aggressive to the men that she dated. I was always taught if you can't take him, then you pick up the heaviest thing near you and you throw it at him. But I've seen my mom fight men, like her boyfriends or whatever. So, you know.
It just didn't seem too abnormal to you when it was happening. With
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. But mm-hmm. I mean, like
oh,
I was.
That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, yeah I was exactly. super young. And then in my adulthood, now he wouldn't like, it wasn't like we would get into like an argument and he would hit me. Although he did throw a damn Snapple bottle at me from across the room and that bitch hit the wall and like exploded. But when we would have sex or I would deny him sex, like I remember one night he had choked me. So I had like, I was in my 20s at that point and mm-hmm. like, he had choked me. So I had like, his handprints around my throat. He smacked me, and he smacked me so hard that I had a bruise on my face. Cause y'all know I'm like hella damn light skin and shit, and I bruise like really easy. So yeah, he smacked me, and I had a bruise on my face. That was about it. I don't think ever since then, I don't think anybody has put their hands on me. Cause I think at this point now, if I was dating anybody or married to somebody and they put their hands on me, like I'm gonna kill you, like. And I'm, I know what we're talking about on here, but at this point, it's just like, if you feel the need to put your hands on me, like, you got to go. Yeah. Like, I got to put you in the ground. And that's the only way I can think of it.
Okay. All right. I concur. You already know I'm with the shits. I concur. When I was in my early 20s, I was in a very abusive relationship. Okay. And got out of, and even to the point where one of my brothers at the time, the way that I actually even was able to pull myself out of it, and it's crazy. So it went on for years. And the thing that actually made me get up and leave was because he took my puppy and held it over the balcony like he was going to kill my puppy. Uh-huh. And y'all know how I am about my fucking dogs. Right. Like, you going to hit me, but that's one thing. Don't fucking touch my dog.
Yeah.
That's like and when he did it, so what had happened was, like, probably a month prior, one of my brothers that I had that I grew up with gave me a little .22. He was like, I know what be going on. I know, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not going to leave until you're ready to leave. Mm-hmm. But here, you know what I'm saying? Just right. Whenever you need it, this is what you need. Now, mind you, the person I was with didn't, like, play with guns or do anything like that. He was just... It was a bitch. He would just hit me. So it wasn't like we was going to be in there doing like a shootout. So right. He taught me how to use it and everything. So that day when he went and got my dog and put it over the balcony, I ran in my room and got my stripes so fucking quick. Mm-hmm. And that's the last day anybody ever put their hands on me or any of my dogs. I didn't shoot him, but he ran out the apartment.
Right.
And that was it. And after that, it was dead. Yeah. I was like, oh, nah. Right. So it's just wild. It just takes... And that goes into, like, what it takes to actually leave a situation.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody. Right. You know?
Yeah. And with again, the last straw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to leave just by everybody around you telling you mm-hmm. to leave. And that goes for any type of abuse. Mm-hmm. You're in, when you're in deep in a relationship, it doesn't matter what anybody else tells you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go until you're ready to go.
That's fine.
So it just takes whatever it takes within you to trigger you to get to that point. Like, you know what? I love myself too much. I got to get out of here.
Uh-huh. And that's what it really is. Like, regardless of what the actual experience is or the actual incident that pulls you out, mm-hmm. it's the realization that you are worth more, you deserve right. more.
Absolutely.
And that this isn't for you, and this is was never meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do y'all?
Hold on. You want to know what's funny though? What? So remember how Shay said that she talked to the guy like years later or whatever mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and like he was still whatever. The funny part is that the guy, he's like literally like still out here beating on women.
Wow.
Like literally like still out here beating on women. He reached out maybe like a couple years ago, and I told him I was gay. But that didn't matter because he just I don't know. That must have just made like appeal to him so much. But I actually know like one of his baby mothers. I grew up with her, and I remember her saying on Facebook that he was doing it, and it's the type of women that he dates, like, especially now, it's the type of women that he dates, but he's still beating on women from our teenage years, and we were like 12, no, about 13, 14, something like that.
It's just way too common.
Yeah.
So, like,
if you look at it, like, almost everybody at this table has had that situation with a man or with a partner.
Right. And so, like, that literally leads us into the next topic. Like, why do you think people are like this? Why do you think people put their hands on the person who they supposedly love and in a relationship with, whether it's man or woman?
Well, you want to know why I do? Because I felt like I do. That I can't get
confessions from Shay.
I can't get, like, I'm not getting to you. So say, like, if my man or somebody is cheating, so I'm gonna slap him in the sleep and spit on him and fuck him up, right?
Oh my god!
But I don't think that that's. I don't think the thing is if he's cheating.
So the thing is, so this stuff. This is why I'm doing this, because I love him, but he doesn't understand what he's doing to me. So I feel like getting physical is showing you, nigga, I fucking love you.
So do you, what do you think the outcome of that is going to be? Do you think that, like, you doing that is going to make him wake up and say, you know what? God damn it, Shay, I fucking love you today.
You know?
I'm never going to leave you. Like, that's not going to happen.
Let me stop fucking these bitches.
You know what? Fucking these other bitches, because I, you know what? Because you hit me today. It's a wrap. It's not.
You know, it took me a while to realize not to put my hands on people. I still kinda, but I can't out of love. Like, I feel like in my frustration, it's like passion. Mm-hmm. When I'm hitting you, it's passion. It don't have nothing. It don't always have to do with cheating and shit.
Are you
serious?
It
could be about anything. My passion. Me hitting you is passionate. Like, that you don't understand.
Who wants to fucking trade seats for me?
Oh my god!
Do you love me enough to hit me today?
So I mean, it's like when I can't get through to you, I feel like that's the only way that I can, like,
so,
get through.
So
to you.
So pretty much what you're saying, when I'm not understanding you, your resort is to, like, shake the shit out of me and shit like that, because until I understand.
I'm passionate about.
that's pretty much what you're saying, is that, like, when you can't get through to somebody, your resort is to, like, hit them, to, like, to make them understand. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, sort of.
That's your passion.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to get better.
Okay.
Well, outside of passion, why else do you think people out here?
I think a lot of people
cross the lines, and,
like, some people do it because of what they seen. Mm-hmm. Like, so if they had an abusive father or abusive mother, that's what they seen in the house. Mm-hmm. They feel like that's the way they show love. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I've never been abused or, you know, physically. So that's what I can get from that. But that's what I assume. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from a place where, like, that's what they see in the household. That's what they see. That's what they've seen, the movies, like, any, I think that anything, people can, it comes from anything, or, I don't know, like, I don't know, I think, I personally think it just comes from, like, from within the family, within, like, what you've seen growing up, and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it's fear, like, you know, you might fear that I'm gonna leave your ass, and you want to put fear in my heart.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even say it's fear, then I think, in that case, if you say fear, that's more so triggered by emotional
attachment,
instability.
Yes, because there are ways that you can communicate fear, mm-hmm. and communicate to your partner that you don't want to be left, or that you have a fear of being left, mm-hmm. without it being physical.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of people too.
I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of people lash out and get physical when they don't have the words to express,
exactly.
because they weren't taught.
Yep.
And They were never properly taught how to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was always shown with aggression and physical violence.
Yes.
So that's how they articulate their expression.
So that's right. Funny. So y'all know the field that I work in. And about 95% of, like, the individuals that I work with, if they can't get there, like, a lot of them they don't talk. You know, things like that. They're nonverbal, so they lash out to get their point across.
Mm-hmm.
So it might come out as, like, all they wanted, really wanted, was some juice. But I can't tell you that I want some juice, and you're not understanding that I want some juice. So now I'm going to hit you, mm-hmm. or I'm going to spit on you. And yeah. that's their way of, like, trying to get your attention. So as you can see, it goes that way, too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. I have a friend that's in psychology. She's one of my old professors. I'm lying. I just wanted to get out of this little down thing that y'all had going on. It was real bad. This girl got beat. She beaten men. Like, it's a lot for you. Like, I'm still over here with you. What you did was a lot.
Oh, wait, like, you really don't have nothing to share? You just
didn't? No, I just wanted to bother.
Like, exactly.
Like, honestly, y'all.
I told you, we just getting unfiltered today. Like, right. That's, this is what the topic
it's
is.
It's real.
Given.
Like, this is real life in people's lives. Yeah, like, all right, people go through this all the time.
Yeah.
What about, like, let's kind of delve back into kind of what Ari was doing. What about the victim blaming and the victim mm-hmm. shaming? Yeah. Like, that should be killing me because I feel like a lot of people who are insensitive to the situation be like, oh, well, what did you do to provoke that? Right. The fuck do you mean?
It's a lot of that because I'm guilty of that sometimes, too. I'm
you're just the devil
that.
Today. Like,
she
little,
is.
You're the little emoji, me, the little purple should. Emoji with like, the little, you know, the little devil horns.
Like, man, I still like Tory Lanez. I don't mess with what he did to Meg Thee Stallion, or I don't know if it's true or not, but I kind of like separate the artist from
the
his
music.
Personal mm-hmm. life. So I know that's wrong, and you know I feel horrible actually. But I mean.
Why do you
feel horrible?
I kind of
agree with that,
why?
Though. But, you know, I kind of agree with that.
I don't separate shit.
I kind of agree with that because what you would do, all right, for example, what you would fuck. Do at work is not what you're going to do at home.
Exactly.
Right. So that's kind of
But when
like
you're a celebrity, yeah. you don't just get to separate work
but,
from no. home.
Right, but at
when
you're like,
a celebrity,
but you can't
because
they're only
eye,
here.
So you don't like Chris
Brown.
Like,
they still
when you're a celebrity, when you're a celebrity.
Yes, I got okay, so
fans. But looking at fandom.
Yes.
When somebody is a fan and is supporting you and your mm-hmm. livelihood, this isn't a regular job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work. I can't piss off my bosses. I got to do my work, right? Mm-hmm. Well, your fans are fucking your bosses, basically. When you're a celebrity and an artist, you got to keep them on your side. So if you're a piece of shit, you only gonna have
no.
piece of shit fans.
Sometimes no, no because
yes,
look at
because
look at
fuck
Bob,
R. Kelly,
look at
yeah, fuck
not,
Tory
no,
Lanez,
like,
no, fuck
no,
like, all of them. Like,
I separate
all
Kelly
now.
I separate too. I have
like
a separation.
I separate too.
You gotta think about
shit.
It. These people,
y'all partying to a nigga who made songs about fucking little girls. Like that's the
whole time. Whole time you was partying like shit with us.
Yeah, you was.
But now that I know that I'm not. But now that I know I'm not, and I never will again.
And Michael Jackson.
And I never will again.
She didn't meet up.
And
she didn't
I never
go
will
meet
again.
Up with him or something like she's going to have to see him.
The only
this is just music.
I never will again.
That's,
nah.
That's all. It's
nah.
just music.
The only, it nah. is, it's just music. I love music. And,
yes,
and I
do.
Still listen to it. The only motherfuckers that I'm not listening to ever again is CM fucking faggots. Because I don't
who
CMG cocaine CMG. Faggots. I never listen
don't
to
know
them.
Who that is.
Your body, my money bag, yo. I turns the. I, they no, no.
Why? What they do?
Because of Dolph.
Right.
I don't
that's
listen
that's
to them.
You,
yeah. I
so.
But I will.
So they can
be they killed him.
Associated with the killing of a rapper. So you cut some niggas off.
The
but
whole,
some other niggas
whole.
Can rape women. Rape little girls, bless them, shoot black women, but you still go rock with their music? Yeah.
But, and then y'all still got to
I separated. I separated.
Nah, but it's just that same energy.
Time out.
Keep that same energy.
So, exactly what she just said, you can't separate it. So,
well, I do.
You still support them and things like that. She doesn't, she don't care, blah, 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 blah. But that goes with what we're saying. How many people have seen their mama get their ass beat and the daddy says what? What happens in my house stays in my house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. what have, like, so that's just, you know, like,
and he
how
came
she
from,
feels.
R. Kelly came from a domestic situation.
Man, I don't even
too.
Talk about
so he's
R.
a
Kelly.
Fucked up individual. He don't right. know nothing. That's why he right, wasn't able to read. He wasn't able to get the education mm-hmm. that he needed because nobody, like, I'm sorry that, you know, it took for this stuff to happen to these women, you know, mm-hmm. these young girls. That is so wrong. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He do not know that it's not okay. As a grown man, he's still a young ass man. He's not no
mentally,
grown ass
mentally.
Man. He's not mentally. He's not. Come on now. He don't even know half of the thing. It's because he's at his age. You feel like that? That's cool. I mean, sorry, he but he's still a young ass man. You know what I'm saying? He was a lot. He was a man more than it was a lot. He was
at some point you can't use. At some point you can't use your childhood trauma.
No, you can't. You can't. What he did was get more women.
You then, you real passionate, huh? You feeling shame right now, huh? You real passionate. Everybody move the lamps. I'm about to get hit. You about to hit me with a lamp, no, y'all. She getting passionate.
Because I think that, you know, because when it came down to the R. Kelly stuff, when I looked into, I watched every episode for that.
I ain't watched none of that.
I noticed that, you know, when it came down to the parents and the women, after they got older, I understood. You know, they was young, so they got manipulated and some more. Man, these girls was able to come home at an older age. They came back home. He wasn't holding them hostage. It's just things that he
that's
liked
he
it
didn't
as
want
a
them
man.
No more. They weren't little kids.
We
what do you mean exactly?
That. They came back.
You
let them came back.
Too. Also,
you let them
the
came
parents,
back.
The parents,
came back.
The parents was fine as long as they could get that bread.
As long as they got that money. They left that man by himself. First of all, I'm a
man, the show is not, it's giving R. Kelly though. So anyways.
We not doing this.
Man, we give that nigga too much airtime. Fuck that nigga.
All right, R. Kelly.
Fuck CMG.
So, listen. So, my next thing is, let's tap into, you know what I'm saying, the whole aspect of a lot of people out here think it's cute when they partner, like, just like Ari felt on the podcast that she interviewed on. A lot of people measure how much somebody fucks with them by how crazy or aggressive they get. You know what I'm saying? Like, legit, like, I've talked to male friends of mine, and they're like, they'll be talking to me, and they'll say some wild ass shit the girl they talking to did. And I'm like, what the fuck? I said, nigga, run. That's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, she just really fuck with me, yeah. And he be smiling like he think it's cute and shit. And so, like, why? Like,
I think that, you know, when I was younger in the teens, I thought that was cute. I did. And that's when I started getting my ass whooped. And I thought that was okay.
So what about it made you think it was cute? Like, let's break it. Because like,
I did not have the love that I felt like I had. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that nobody paid attention to me. That was able to me. I was able to go out to get pregnant at any time because I was able to do whatever the fuck I want to. Even when I was getting my ass whooping home. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was no, the attention that I needed. They was just whooping your ass because they was mad that you did this. You know, send you back to the room. No, you need to figure out what's going on with me. You get what I'm saying? And at that point, I was okay with, long as somebody grabbed me up, oh yeah, he likes me. Oh, that's cute. You get what I'm saying? It was cute then. But it was not when you got older and you start saying that shit was real. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't cute no more. You got your own bills to pay. You got stuff going on. You ain't got time to get your ass whooped no more. Right. To me, you know what I'm saying? That was my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't had time for that no more. Like, it wasn't serving a point in my life with my kids. Well, I only had one when I had the abuse. But after that, you know, as far as growing up, I didn't know how to love myself. It took me to go through a lot of things, especially my stroke, for me to love myself or to know. And I still didn't know. It took up to last year for me to know what my worth was. And from then on, I just been working and working and working as far as making sure I'm good. It's not about nobody else around me. It's just all about me. So I think another woman, they should hear this. You know what I mean? They need to hear exactly what we can give to another woman. Like, we need support. We don't have the support, we're not going to go through it. We're not going to have somebody that's going to be there to say, hey, you know, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to sit here with him. You don't have to do that.
But that
if you
that
don't
also,
have it.
That also goes into me telling you something. I'm just your friend. Like,
yeah,
you're not going to do what I'm telling you to do.
You're not going to, but as long as I have that support with you, ever right. since, and when I go through my stuff, y'all, who am I calling? Y'all too. And if I don't listen, what do? You still support me, but in a different way. You just keep trying in a certain right. type of way. You're not going to be all in my ass now because I done told you several times, Kenesha, leave his ass. You get what I'm saying? You ain't listening. So right. therefore, I'm here to the back like, all right, so I'm here when you ready. You know what that's I'm saying? True. Just let me know when you're ready because then we can get them up out of here. It's what
just,
she's saying.
You just have to let them know that you're there for
yeah,
them. You just
at all
don't
times,
leave them
man.
And just be like,
let them
oh,
do
this
about
bitch
itself.
Is stupid. She won't
it's
leave.
It's going to take longer.
I'm not even going to talk to her. Like, I'm not with that shit. I don't like that shit because of just the simple fact of once you've been in that position, being in that position myself mm-hmm. on a few different occasions, I wouldn't do that to a friend. I would just, you got to support the way you want. Like, you got to still support your friends, but from a distance yep. or however you can, and just let them know how you feel. You still gotta let them know how you feel.
Exactly.
Like, I tell everybody, all of my friends, I'm gonna tell you exactly how the fuck I feel.
Yep.
But look, bitch, if you don't listen to me, you don't listen to me. I'm still here. Yeah. Let me know when you wake up.
Yeah, when I was a little girl, I was a little girl too. We two doors down, a little family stayed, a little white girl, her mama, her daddy, right? And like every so often, little girl and the mama would spend the night at our house. You know what I'm saying? My mom be like, oh, such and such is coming over. And I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm a little girl. I don't know shit. But then I started getting mad because the little bitch used to pee in the bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, she keep pissing in my bed. Like, and we was at the age where we shouldn't have been pissing in the bed. You know what I'm saying? But like, so I didn't understand why my mom kept letting the little girl come over with her mama. You know what I'm saying? She keep pissing in my motherfucking bed. You know what I'm saying? Right. So one night, I was supposed to be asleep. I don't even know what the hell I was doing up, but I hear a whole bunch of ruckus. You know what I'm saying? So I go out to the living room, and the little girl sleep on the couch. I don't know how the fuck she slept through all that shit. I don't understand. But anyways, I go in the living room, and her mom is fucked up. I'm talking about bloody hair mess. Like, she looked like she just got dragged through down the street. Wow. And she was just crying. My mom ain't see me. I ain't had no business in the motherfucking living room. Like I said, I'm supposed to be asleep, y'all. So I see my mom go to the kitchen, and she grab a big-ass fucking butcher knife. And then they head out the door. Guess who was peeking out the door? So I'm peeking out the door, and my mom busts up in the house. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? To this day, you know what I'm saying? My mom came back with the lady, and then we shortly moved after that. So I never saw the lady again. So I don't know what the fuck happened to the lady. I don't know what the fuck happened to the little pissy girl, but...
Damn, she gotta be pissy still.
Man,
though?
Listen.
But you know
this
what?
This is my younger child. So like later,
she was pissing.
Can I get there? I'm about to explain it. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what happened to the pissy girl. You know what I'm saying? So as an adult, I think I was probably like maybe 27 years old when my mom told me what happened. Mm. We was sitting down and I asked her. I don't know why I thought about the little pissy girl. You know what I'm saying? She just popped into my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mom, what happened that night? Because all I saw was you had a knife, and then you came back, and then we moved, and there was no more pissy girl. Like, what happened? And basically what happened was my mom went in there, and she threatened the dude. Like, basically, she said the dude had been beating her. So every time the little girl and her mom came over to spend the night, he had finished whipping her ass. And it had gotten to the point where he started to hit the little girl.
Aww.
So that's why the little girl was asleep, because she had just got thrown into a wall. Okay, and she had beat the mother, and so my mom went over there with a knife and told him that if he put his hands on her again, you know what I'm saying, that she was going to kill his ass. He called the cops on my mom, you know what I'm saying, tried to press charges, tried to get a restraining order against my mom, and my mom helped that lady move, and she moved her out of state to get away from him, and then we moved, you know what I'm saying. So
at the end of the day, he was a weak ass nigga.
A weak ass white man,
right? And taking all his stuff on this woman, where she was just even weaker. But in actuality, he wouldn't be able to go toe.
And she was
kind of
like what
man.
Y'all said with the financial. He took everything, like her paychecks, took them joints. She ain't had no money. She couldn't go nowhere. Couldn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she relied on him for survival. Like. And that shit, to this day, like, me not knowing what happened till 27 is, like, baffling to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but people realize out here in situations where they getting fucked up can't leave. Even the ones that want to leave and want to get out, they feel like they don't have an out. You know what I'm saying?
But they just have to speak about it. I think a lot of people just don't speak about it.
Yeah.
So, like, my house is, I've always had my house open to my friends and my family, and I help anybody.
Yeah.
So, like, if
you
come to me and say, Stacey, this was going on, because we all know you're not coming to knock on my door, Shawty. Like, no dude's going to come knock on my door looking for you and going to beat you in front of me, not on my doorstep. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So, like, if you just have to speak out on it, like, a shape, no. If you come to me and say that, you know, this was going on, Shawty, come to my house. Get the dogs. Let's go.
A lot of people are burst. A lot of people don't want to speak out. A lot of people, you ask them, hey, where you get that black eye? Mm-mm. Oh, I hit it on the cabinet door.
They do.
Mm-hmm. People are not out and open about their abuse, Stacey.
I've never, again,
That's not true.
I've never experienced that. Like, as true of
I have friends. I have like friends who beat each other up. I ain't gonna say no names, but to this day, they be fucking each other up. And every time you be like, how the fuck you get that black eye? Oh, I ran into a door. What the fuck you did it? Or I walk into the house, the TV on the ground, TV off. What happened to the TV? Oh, we was playing with the dog and we bumped the thing. And I'm like, I'd be like,
they be mutually abusing each other.
Yeah, y'all.
Just in a whole toxic relationship.
So, that's a little different because.
We got a
couple of minutes, so you know we got to give out these.
No, we're not there yet. We're gonna go.
But my thing with that is that's a little different because she is beating him and he's beating her, so they kind of like beating each other. So
it's still domestic violence. I mean,
it's still domestic, but that's a little different. They both staying because they both dumb.
So that segues into the next topic, right?
Okay.
So a lot of this shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people feel like, if I put my hands on you, or you put your hands on me, I'm going to put my hands on you. You know what I'm saying? And there is the whole controversy with bringing up our sons, you know, the next generation of men coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have mothers who feel as though they're teaching their sons the old school way, like, no matter what, don't put your hands on a woman. You know what I'm saying? If a woman puts her hands on you, you just get the fuck away from the situation and you flee the scene. And then you got the next set of mothers who like, nah, if anybody put their motherfucking hands on you, male or female, you got the motherfucking right to knock their ass out. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel?
I think if it's a boy, don't put your hands on nobody's child.
Right.
And if it's, you know, one of my kids, I'm going to let you know. If it's a female is doing anything to you, you got cousins, you got whatever, if you wanted to take it that way. But I feel like, nah, don't put your hands on her. Walk off. That's it. Let her get over it with his. Men are more stronger sometimes. You know what I mean? There's nothing else to say about that. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason why you should be grabbing me in any type of form to hurt me or make me feel any type of way. So, no, don't put your hands on no male. You should not be putting hands on nobody.
The most, it's just like in a defensive manner. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself. That's and it. Do what you got to do to get her off of you, but don't knock away. Her out. Yeah. Like, you doing, like, don't. Don't do all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn. Yeah. Shit. But,
no, don't know where that. You know where a lot of that comes from.
Don't
too,
do that.
Is when we were kids, what are we taught?
If a boy hits you, he likes you.
Mm-hmm. So guess what? Soon as you hear that as a child, as a little girl,
right?
If he hit, oh, he like you. So mm-hmm. now here I am, an adult, mm-hmm. and this nigga is fucking me up.
Mm-hmm.
He loved me. He at this point, he got to love me to death because he doing all this. Mm-hmm. And it was, I forget what movie or TV show it was, and the guy said something about his sister or his mom or somebody was saying that if a man don't beat you or hit you, then they don't love you. And then mm-hmm. one day, the whoever the man was killed the woman. Mm-hmm. And then he said all he could think to himself was like, damn, I guess he loved her to death.
What the fuck?
And I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, damn, like, well, okay, but I mean, I don't like, but we are like, this shit is like, it, sometimes it's taught behavior.
So you have a daughter, so if you had a son and your son came home and was like, mom, April just slapped me, like, what would you tell your son?
Now, the old me would be like, hit that bitch back. That's the old me. But now, I don't hit her, don't touch her, you know what I'm saying, tell your teacher. Find out where the hell they live at, because we going
over
there.
Let's go see
there.
Your mama.
So
we're checking on your mama.
We going to talk to their mama.
No, that's right.
So Brooklyn plays outside with kids all the time, and I have to go outside and get them little boys in check. Like, don't put your fucking hands on my child. I don't care what's going on. One day the little boy said that she took her water bottle and she dumped it on him. So he went and got a big trash can and filled it up with water and dumped it on her. And he was a big boy. So Brooklyn is six. She was five at the time. Well, no, she was six. And he's 11, and he's a huge boy.
Oh, so he knew what he was.
Maybe he has problems, y'all.
I said, listen, big boy. You know what I mean by problems? I said, keep your damn hands off my child. I said, he said, well, she dumped water on me. I said, okay, so come and tell me. Mm-hmm. Let me get her.
That's right.
And, don't take it upon yourself. So. Yeah, but they do that all the time outside. I have to get them. Don't fucking touch my little, don't touch little bits.
Yeah. Okay, well,
Wait, hold on, because I know you feel differently, because I'm with Curry. Like, if I had a son, you know what I'm saying? Like, even unless you feel like your life is in imminent danger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, there is always a way to get the fuck away. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got to mush the bitch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just to get her to back up so you can slide on out the door. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let her sit with her thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the end of the day, if your life is not in imminent danger, I don't condone it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either.
Like, because the slightest punch could lay a bitch out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on the man, depending on the woman you talking to. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got somebody just welling on you, bop, 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 and they not letting up, and she a big joint, and she going in, and she getting
right.
you,
do
what you got to do. But at the same time, do what you got to do to get the fuck.
To get out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be going toe for toe, blow for blow for nobody.
Right.
And that's what I would teach my son.
All right, Stacey, go ahead.
Here goes Stacey.
Here we go.
All right, so I don't have kids. I don't. But I have 2 godsons, 4 goddaughters, and 2 nieces. And my thing to them is, if it's like you're a girl and you hit your dude, be prepared for that nigga to knock your ass out. And so, So if you hit him, be prepared for him.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
Wait a minute, to knock you out. So if my son, if a day girl hit him, you knock her ass the fuck out.
What?
And this is my opinion. I'm sorry, and I don't have no kids, but
I need Robinette to call in.
That's just my opinion. If Rakai's girlfriend hit him. That means that she's trying to hit him to hurt him, right? Because if he's not hitting you, so you really shouldn't be hitting him.
She
so,
might be mad.
I don't give a fuck.
She's passionate.
I don't care. Even more, I don't care. So when he's hitting her, I mean, she's hitting him. That means like she's hitting him to hurt him. So, oh yeah, you want to hit me? I'm gonna hit you back.
She's
so
just
hit that bitch like she hitting you. Knock her ass out. And that's just my personal opinion. Again, I get talked about this a lot of times because I just feel like my mom always told me if you hit a nigga, be prepared for him to knock you out.
I mean, I feel okay, cool. I don't want to say a nigga. I feel like my mom taught me if you hit somebody, be prepared to get hit back in general.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying, I'm going to raise my son to, regardless of what, if a girl puts her hands on him and she may anticipate him hitting her back, I want him to be the bigger and be like, you know what, bitch, you fucking crazy and I'm out.
But he's protecting himself.
Because a lot of people will take you there just so a man will put their hands on you so they can call that motherfucking law. And guess who getting locked the fuck up? Guess who going to jail? I've literally seen girls
a lot of times
hit a nigga and be like, and they be in their face, hit me, wanting them to hit them. Just so they can do that shit, guess who?
But that's different. But that's different. That's
no, oh my God, he no just hit me.
Because the law's not going to hear none of that.
The law don't give a fuck about none of that shit. The law don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
In your face, you telling me to hit you? She hasn't hit you. She hasn't laid hands on you.
If she hit him just to instigate,
the nigga will hold his composure and be trying to roll out and leave the situation, and she will. You seen it, bitches blocking doorways and shit?
Yeah.
Hit me. And be trying to instigate a fight just to get a nigga locked up.
I had a boyfriend one time. I stole him right in his fucking jaw. I was so goddamn mad. Remember, Tanisha? I stole the fuck out of him. Guess what he did? dumped a bag of sugar on my motherfucking head in the middle of the kitchen.
Because the thing was that he was not going to hit her. And that was
because he was never, his mother taught him
never.
Don't put your hands on no fucking woman.
And it's the 2000s now, Charlie.
I don't give a fuck what year. It was 2000s then. It doesn't matter, Stacey.
You know what?
And then y'all see it as a sexist thing. Like y'all saying man and woman. If a girl.
Because it is a man and a woman.
But here's the thing. If a girl walk up to you and steal you, you're going to steal her back.
Yeah, that's a bitch. That's not domestic. That's not a man and a woman.
I don't care. I feel like if a girl hit a man.
No.
If a girl hit a man.
Let's put it like this. 9 times out of 10. A bitch isn't gonna hurt a man the way that a man can hurt a bitch.
I don't care. So
what do you mean you don't care?
You need to.
Wait a minute. So if it's a feminine man,
she give an Ari Fletcher.
So like if it's a gay man, right? It's a gay man. He's like a weak man and. If it's that way,
but why is a gay man weak? I know some motherfucking gay man that be calling like a
gay man. Stop. Not even that. We sell you gay men too. If they hit a female as you trying to be a girl, you're still a man.
Well, that's my damn opinion. If somebody hit my damn godson, I'm going to tell that hit her ass back.
No, he got sisters.
And like the Brooklyn thing, I would have said, did you pour the whole bucket? Good. She dumped water. She getting water back. Like,
He put a whole bucket of water on her.
He didn't hit her.
Yeah, I think that when you start touching people,
dumped water on him, so he's supposed to be wet.
Well, I'm glad you don't have kids yet. Hopefully, when you do decide to, you know what I'm saying, bring life into the world, you feel a little differently.
I would have whipped her up in front of all of them.
No, when y'all was kids and like, okay, because me and my sister used to do my niece, sorry, so like, Lexi would pinch me. I would pinch her back, let her know, hey, this is what this feel like.
Hey, don't pinch me.
So it's kind of like that. So like Brooklyn threw the water on a dude.
Did you at least pinch the bitch? Y'all remember that? I'm playing.
So like Brooklyn threw water on a girl. No. On the boy. He threw water back. Like, this is what I feel like. It doesn't matter.
He was
petty with it, and this is what it felt like.
That's because you petty Betty.
I'm the pettiest person ever.
We about to conclude our sixth episode, but we don't want to leave y'all without some resources. You know what I'm saying? Just in case any of our listeners are out there dealing with it personally or know any family members that are kind of trying to get out of the domestic violence situation that they find themselves in and are having a hard time. There are tons of resources out there to help you, but you have to be ready, right? Can't nobody, you know what I mean, we can lead the horse to water, but at the end of the day, you can't make that motherfucker drink. You know what I'm saying? Right. So Shay, can you share some insights, some resources? Sure. I think you had some too, right?
So basically,
okay.
So basically, what I would say is the first people that y'all need to hit up is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The number is going to be 1-800-799-SAFE.
Okay. 1-800-799-SAFE.
And you can also text the phone. Some of my clients sometimes text the number. You can have a live chat with them. And my favorite other resource to use is 211. Yes. Wherever you are, 211 gives you anything. 211 will give you, if you need your rent paid, 211. If you need some food, 211. If you have domestic violence issues, 211. Everything.
That's right.
If you can't remember the 1-800-799-SAFE, they're going to call 211. They'll give it to you. Yeah. And they'll give you your local stuff because 211, when you dial it from wherever you are, it'll give you your city or your county's information. So if you call it in D.C. but you want it for Virginia, you got to wait till you get back into Virginia so you can get the resources because those people in the 211 are specifically for that state or in that jurisdiction. So
yeah, and then after that, y'all can also reach out to Kenesha and I go and find a nigga. nigga up. Contact us. We are the Girls Next Door. Period.
All right. Thank y'all for coming out for episode 6. We're going to see y'all Thursday. Tune in live with us at 7 p.m. each and every Thursday. Tune in at www.rhythmixradio.com. Also, listen to our fellow sister and brother stations. They got a lot of shows. What we got? We got Love Talking Bullshit on Sundays.
Yep, Conversations on the Rock.
Conversations on the Rock. That genre is hitting. Like, there's so much that you can do. Serious Business. Like,
Bring
tune in, y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all's support, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.